used to be when they'd milk the cow, you know, and they'd sometimes there'd be impurities in the milk, you know, like little hairs or something like that, and they'd have to pour it through a piece of cheesecloth, and you call that, you have to what the milk?
Pasteurize.
Okay, okay, any other words you might use?
Sterilize.
Okay, anything else?
Well, they strained it.
Okay, okay. Let's see. What would you call some kind of fruit pie? Like it has several layers of like cherries and dough, and it's baked in a deep dish. Or apples.
That's a cobbler.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. If somebody has a good appetite, you say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay. What would you call milk or cream that you mix with sugar and nutmeg and that you pour over pie? Okay, okay. Food taken between regular meals you'd call a
snack.
Okay. And would it be a large or small quantity?
Small quantity.
Okay. You say, I will breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I will eat breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Okay, and yesterday at that time I had already
eaten breakfast.
Okay. And last week I breakfast every day.
Last week I ate breakfast every day.
Okay. Okay, what do you drink when you're just plain thirsty?
Water.
Okay, and you usually drink it out of a
glass.
Okay, and you might say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
Okay, and you might say I didn't mean to
break it.
Okay, but somebody has
broken.
Okay, you might say we sure do a lot of water.
We sure do drink a lot of water.
Okay. And you might ask me, how much did you drink? And I'd say, a lot of it.
I drink a lot.
Okay. And I might ask you, how much have you?
Right.
Okay. All right.
I guess that's a few.
If it was, you were having a dinner and a bunch of people at family standing around, you know, waiting to begin, and they're all standing up, and you might say, go ahead and
be seated.
Okay. Or another way of saying be seated would be
sat down.
Okay. And so they went ahead and
sat down.
Okay. And nobody was left standing. They had all
sat down.
Okay. If you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say, go ahead and
pass the potatoes.
Okay, or yourself.
Help yourself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we went ahead and
helped ourselves.
Okay. And since he had already himself.
Since he already helped himself.
Okay. And if you decide not to eat something, if you're over at somebody else's house and they pass you something, and you decide not to eat it, you say, no thank you,
I don't care for anything.
Okay. Would you say that at a friend's house or like at a formal dinner or what?
Both.
Okay. Okay. What would you call... Oh yeah, if food has been cooked and served a second time, you'd say it has been...
You mean like leftovers? Or reheated?
Okay, yeah. Okay. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew.
Okay. And what do you call things like carrots and beets and peas and so on?
Vegetables.
Okay. And a place near the house where you might grow vegetables would be a...
Garden.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, what are some names for non-tax paid alcoholic beverages? Like they're illegal, like, you know, you have to make them out back and still.
I need the question.
Alcoholic beverages that you make yourself, you know, if they're illegal. Like they used to make during Prohibition.